It's 808, 58 degrees, looking at a great day today. Partly cloudy skies, and it's going to go up to about 72. I'm Freddie Hammer, along with Lucas McFadden. Good morning, Lucas.
Hey, good morning. We're really excited about this.
That's
this
right.
Morning.
We've got this song in the background. You hear this song called Buzz Bait by Matt Tucker.
Good morning.
Good morning to Matt Tucker in the studio with
good
us.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good, good.
I love
great
this
to see
song.
Y'all again. Thank
this
you.
This is catchy.
Yeah.
It has a good, and it's produced so nicely.
Yeah. I've heard that it's catchy, so that's good.
Yes.
It's got a good hook, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What they call it, the music worm.
It's funny you said earworm.
Yeah, earworm. Yeah, earworm.
It's funny you said it's got a good hook because of the title, you know.
It is about bass fishing.
Yeah.
Are you a big fisherman, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up fishing.
Okay.
I lived on Lake Wylie. Well, not literally, but we stayed on Lake Wylie so much, you might as well say we lived on it. So.
That's pretty neat. Now, you're playing this weekend before the Coca-Cola 600, which is a pretty big honor.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of fun. So. We're going to be at Whiskey River in the track.
Okay.
So before the 600. It's supposed to be around 4 o'clock, give or take, you know, but Skinner's on to, who knows? I mean, we're going to be playing regardless. So it's going
to
be fun.
Just happy to take the stage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be great. That's going to be a big deal. So.
We're so happy that you're here because we've had kind of a little history with you, Matt. I mean, as far as being part of the Country Showdown, years before 2011, and then you were the winner for the Texaco Country Showdown. Congratulations for that. Sort of moved you forward, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's been a fun ride, been a long ride, and still got a long ways to go. So, I don't have any complaints.
Starting here, you're definitely born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Where'd you graduate?
Rock Hill High.
Okay.
Nice. Once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat.
Always, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
I see you around town. You keep in touch with everybody, of course?
Definitely. I try to stay in touch as much as possible. You know, lately I've been around town a lot more. Me and my wife just had a little girl, so she's about 3.5 months. She's 3.5 months old now. So.
Oh, great.
So it's definitely a juggle between everything else in life, but hey, you deal with it, you know, it's part of it. So
you have a great lineup coming up. I mean, as far as working pretty hard, I see you, you know, think about people who hit it big. They've been working for years and years before. You're in the years and years before and getting ready to hit it big.
You know, you got to stay on the grind for sure. We got a lot of good people on our support team that help us. And, you know, if you don't stay on top, you know, in today's world with how fast the internet moves, you know, if you're not in everybody's face, they'll forget about you real quick. So, you know, I try to stay on top of everything I can, whether it be shows, social media, or doing a Facebook Live, whatever I got to do. You know, it's part of the deal. So,
is the ultimate goal to make it to the Luke Bryan type status, or what are you comfortable with at this point?
Yeah, I mean, and at the same time, you know, I've always been asked when you're going to make it big, and I'm like, well. I'm doing this for a living, and I'm making it, so
that's right.
I feel like I'm...
You can pay your rent.
Exactly.
You
know, how you interpret that is different for everyone.
Exactly.
Does it interest you at all to go on any of these competitions, these singing shows? Would that help your brand and your name at all, or it kind of just dilutes it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, for sure it would. And at the same time, there's a lot that goes along with it, you know. There's a lot of time that takes away from it.
And commitment.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I'm not opposed to it. It's just, it's trying to find that break. You know, it's kind of like that step whenever, you know, I used to work for Comporium. I worked there for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And trying to find the point to where I had to choose between do what I want to try as a dream or, you know, keep my normal paycheck coming in. And I took the leap of faith, and it's worked out so far, so I can't complain.
Well, tell us about your new album. We want to hear a song or something that you want to play for us here on WRHI today.
For sure. So we released this April 14th, and anybody that's been to any live shows recently has heard that date just hammered in their head 400 times a night. this is a project I've been working on for a little over a year before we released it, and I've got some tracks I've written on it. I've got friends out of Nashville that I've cut some of their songs, and it's just a collaboration of what I like as music, me as a musician, me as a person, you know, just all of it together. And I feel it's pretty versatile. You can find something on there you'll like, you know, if you can relate to any type of country music at all. So,
well, while you get your guitar ready, I'm going to say the album's called Where Did You Go? Some of the songs on here: Tunnel Vision, Two Lane Drive, Where Did You Go? Drinking Cap, Buzz Bait, Screw, and then the bonus track is the Blue Collar Anthem.
Yeah.
I just got a text from a friend, Caroline Hasty. You can't find more true South Carolina boy than Matt Tucker.
All right.
Kehlani Hasty, yes.
We like that.
So you heard you kind of heard a piece of the track.
Yeah.
Started
Buzz yeah.
Bait. Obviously, we're pushing that pretty hard right now. That's a single we're pushing. So kind of a background on it real quick. Some people are like, what's a buzz bait? Or what does that mean? Or what's
right.
the type? Like I said, I grew up fishing, and one of my favorite types of fishing was buzzbait fishing, which is for largemouth bass. And just kind of relating it with today's country world and just, you know, the modern sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a play on words of all three things. So I'll play a little buzzbait. How about that?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Sounds great. I love it.
All right.
Matt Tucker.
Bass tracker loaded down, full moon peeking out, canteen tasting stout, the lake is where I'm bound. Hey girl, wanna wet a little line? Come on out, it'll be a good time. I got your favorite grandpa's wine, popping top, water plugs all night. Buzz bait, side to side when you crank, reel them in and take a drink, singing Hank. Feeling pretty good about the feel better buzz bait. Bring that bass up to the top. Rod tip up, don't let it drop. Don't stop, baby, you're my buzz bait. So there's your play on words there in the course.
<That's it.
laughs> Now hold on before we move. Zipco just sang a tune. Set the hook, man, he got loose. Take a little sip, you can get a loose to buzz bait. Side to side when you crank, reel them in and take a drink. Singing Hank, feeling pretty good about the feel better buzz bait. Bring that bass up to the top, rod tip up, don't let it drop. Don't stop, baby, you're my buzz bait. In the little breakdown, we gotta. Here's the play on words. Girl, you got me hooked on the way you wet a line. The sun's coming up, baby. Let's bank it by the pine. Side to side when you crank, reel a man and take a drink, singing Hank. Feeling pretty good about the feel better buzz bait. Bring that bass up to the top, rod tip up, don't let it drop. Don't stop, baby, you're my buzz bait. How's this thing in again? Oh, here we go. Come on, girl, be my buzz bait.
All right, Matt Tucker.
What's it like writing a song like that?
Yeah.
Does it feel like, has it come right
I'll
out of you?
I'll tell you, so I wrote it with a buddy of mine, Steven Atkins and Levi Castle, old guitar player of mine. He still plays around with us sometimes. And anyway, me and Steven's kind of sitting around before Levi came in on the picture, and I'm just playing that little, we're trying to figure out something to write, and I'm just doing this.
Right.
And I just went, buzz bait, and I'm like, man, that's kind of cool, and then...
It went from there.
It goes from there.
He goes, you know, he's a bass fisherman, and at first he's like, buzz bait. I'm like, yeah, you know what a buzz bait. He's like, yeah, talking about fishing. I'm like, yeah, it's fishing. I'm like, yeah, but you ever been to a nightclub or anything? I've seen some buzz bait. So that's kind of
double meaning.
Exactly. So that's kind of where the whole thing came from. And then from there on, we brought some great musicians in, buddies of mine that play with me, and it just came together. And the music sold it for sure.
So. It's so amazing to see how it just flows and it just comes so natural to you. I mean, it just,
yeah,
you picked
it, really
it up,
does.
You just went. I mean, I played the recorder in third grade and that was about it. And I did not do that very well.
Yeah.
So you definitely have the talent and
well,
the
thank
skill.
You, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I hope everybody goes out to Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend,
yeah,
as far
sure.
as being there. And
come
I'm
out.
Sure you're going to put stuff on social media to sort of let us
yeah,
know
definitely.
About it.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll have merch and stuff to give away. And there's going to be a lot of people there, so don't miss it. Whiskey River's got two or three setups. I'm playing one. Bigger Rich is going to be at a tent, sign us some autographs.
Nice.
Like I said,
nice.
They got Skinnered
yeah.
out in the infield. And Man, there's all kinds of stuff. There's an outlaw race or something, and like MMA fight or something. I mean, there's so much going on the track Sunday. It's crazy. Yeah, exactly. So
I went to matttuckermusic.com. Lots of dates on here. You're going to be back here in Rock Hill at the Hickory Tavern on the 3rd.
Yeah, that's always fun. We love the staff over there, so it's great.
Sounds fun. Check it out, matttuckermusic.com, with dates the whole way through the summer. Looking forward to seeing great things come from you. We knew you when.
Absolutely. The album is called Where Did You Go?
Matt Tucker, thanks so much for joining us on WRHI.